We're holding Daf Lamed Hey with Aleph, about 7 lines from the bottom. The concept of Shuma Hodal. We saw last week that if you owe somebody money, a Bal Chayv, and you decide to give him Karka instead, you decide to give him something in lieu of the money, so at any point later on, Hilchasa Shuma Hodal Oilam. That means at any point later on, you can always buy back and redeem your karka for the original price of the loan. That we saw last week. Why is that? Which means you have to be a Yashav HaTov, and not only that, but we can force you to be a Yashav HaTov. And therefore we force the Malve, the one who lent the money, who has now somebody else's karka, we force him to give back on the chefetz, or the karka that he took, because Asisa Yashav HaTov, he's paying for you anyway now for the price of the item, and therefore you have to be a nice person, you have to give it back to him. We saw that last week. In the concept of Shuma Hadar, we saw a machlekes last week, a machlekes in the Rishonim, whether when you do buy back the karka after 10 years, you decide to purchase it back. So we saw machlekes whether you have to make a new Maisa Kinyan, or you don't have to make a new Maisa Kinyan, meaning automatically it reverts back to the original owner by just paying the money, or you have to make a new Maisa Kinyan. We said the nafkamin is, if a katam, if you have a child, who is the one, who is the state of the child, of the person who died, the child, is the malveh, and therefore, perhaps you cannot redeem back your karka from the child, because the child cannot be makneh back to you. Why? Because you say that you have to actually give it back with a kinyan. We said other rishayim say, no, you don't have to make a kinyan. We explained last week what the machleg is dependent on. So we said, there's two ways of learning Shuma Hadar. Either the Pshat Shuma Hadar means, Vasisa Yashav HaTov, really, when I gave you the karka, I gave you the land, I gave you my car, instead of the loan, it belongs to you, lock, stock, and barrel. Why? Because it belongs to you, I gave it as a payment for my chayv. So the two ways of learning now, when I pay back the original loan, and I get back the land that I gave to you, how does it work? One way of learning is that it's considered a new sale. In other words, it was yours, you took the karka instead of the money, and now I pay you back the money, so now I'm getting a new sale. You're reselling to me the karka. What do you mean, if I don't want to sell? Too bad, you have to sell. Vasisa Yashav HaTov, we're forcing you to resell. Nachum, you were here last week? No. We're forcing you to resell the original karka. That's one way of learning it. And if it's a new sale, obviously you have to make a new Maisa Kinyan. That's one way of learning. Or no, we said the other way of learning is that no, that when I pay you back the Chayiv, when I pay now after 10 years, I pay the money, so we give you a right to repay the loan 10 years later. 10 years later you have a right to repay the loan. Usually you pay the loan right away. Here you didn't pay the loan, you gave the karka instead. So now, 10 years later, when you want to buy back the karka, it's not buying back the karka, you're repaying the original loan, and then automatically the karka reverts back to you because the original loan is paid up, there's no need anymore for the karka, and hence, you'll not need a new Maisa Kinyan. Michael, you were here last week? Also not. You understand the two ways? That's very important. The two ways of understanding the concept of Shuma Hadar. There's, interestingly, we didn't mention last week, there is another machlokes rishonim, which I don't have in the sheet yet, but another machlokes rishonim, which also can be understood in the same way. The question is, what about if I, let's say, I owed you $1,000. So I gave you a piece of land for $1,000, or I gave you metalplin, I gave you my watch, which is worth $1,000, a gold watch, and you took it instead of the chayv. And finally, after 10 years, I get the money together, $1,000 with all the high tuitions, I have no extra money lying around. Finally, after 10 years, I'm able to gather, muster up $1,000. I go over to the person, I say, you know, let me pay you back the original chayv, or let me buy back my watch, it was my chassan watch, for $1,000. I'll give you the money, and you have to give me back. You have to give me back. So now, price of gold went up from $400 an ounce, went up to $800 an ounce. Now it's $2,000. So the question is, how much do I have to give you? Do I have to give you $1,000, which was the original value of the watch when you took it, the original value of the chayv? Or no, you have to tell him, listen, you want to get back the watch, you got to give me the price of the watch, which is now $2,000. So sure enough, there's a machlokes in the Rishonim. La'alacha, there's a machlokes how you paskin. And some Rishonim say you have to pay what it's worth now. You want to get back the watch, you got to pay the value of the watch, what it's now, $2,000. Other Rishonim say no. If you pay back $2,000, that's a problem of ribis. Why? Because $1,000 for the chayv, and now you're giving back $2,000. So that's a problem of ribis. What's the machlekes dependent on? Well, it's clearly the same machlekes. The man who says you have to give back the full value, what it's worth now, because they say when you're paying back now the money, you're not paying back the original chayv. It's a resale, a rebuying. It's basisa yashav atayv tells me you have a right to rebuy the watch. And therefore, now the watch, you have a right to sell you, I have to sell you the watch, but I have to sell you the price, what it's worth now, $2,000. Mashenki, another man almost says it's ribbis, because they're not looking at it as a new mechira. They're looking at it as paying back the original chayv. Well, the original chayv was $1,000, and now you're giving $2,000, that's real ribbis, and therefore, they say, can't do that, you gotta pay the original price. But clearly, this is the clear machlekes rishonim throughout the sugya of Shuma Hadar. Yes.
What
the, Michael, till now everything was Chazar. Yeah.
I can still ask him.
Absolutely.
Okay. In other words, I understand if it went up in price, you know, because, you know. Amen. So that makes a difference. But how about the fact that the value of what $1,000 was 10 years ago.
Inflation.
Isn't what it is today.
In halacha, there's no such thing. Then you can say, according to that, then every ribbon should be permitted because inflation.
No, but within reason. In other words, you're allowed to charge whatever. In other words, you can't. Make a set amount.
You can't. Uh-huh. Person pays you the chayv. That's agar naterle.
Right.
It means you're giving him extra because it took longer time.
Uh-huh.
That's inflation.
So no, it's the fact that $1,000 today is in worth when he gave it to you.
Yeah, that's exactly. You absolutely can do that. Yes. So the Gemara says, you want to go redo the next piece of Gemara. I was not going to do the Gemara, but Adarabba, why not? The Gemara says that we're holding 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Zovno uta v'yove mebatona. Whether if you sell it, if the bachayv goes ahead and sells this watch or this karka, or he dies and he gives it to his children, or v'yove matona, he gives it as a gift to somebody else. Vaday hani meikora adaita da ave nochus v'lav adaita da zuze nochus. In other words, the people who are on the receiving end, they obviously wanted a piece of land. They didn't want money. So therefore, I was only buying it from you. Not that afterwards some fellow is going to come to me and say, by the way, here's cash for the land that you bought. I bought a piece of land. Or even if I'm the receiving end of a matana, right? There's no freebies in this world. Even a matana is not a freebie. Why is a matana not a freebie? Because you're on the receiving end of the matana. Next time, you're going to have to pay some other way. So therefore, even a matana is not considered a freebie. So therefore, a person says, I always thought I was going to get from you a piece of land as a gift. I didn't agree. What do you mean, don't agree? You're getting a matana. No such thing. No such thing as a matana. Matana is also a form of a kinyan. And you can say, I only accepted it. My purpose was to accept the kaka. There's a concept also of saying matana zichya. I wouldn't have maybe done it for something else, maybe just for kaka. And therefore, clearly, if you give it away, give it to somebody else, this whole concept of Shuma Hadar does not apply.
How would those be shown in the land who say that the original transaction, really undoing, what gives the...
Because that's clearly, even if you're undoing the original transaction, it's only because of Asisa Yashav Atoif. Meaning, really, the chayv is paid up. As the Torah says, or the Gemara says, Vasisa Yashav Atoif, you have to be a nice guy, and you give a right to undo the...
That
doesn't apply here. Exactly. In other words, Chazal didn't say Vasisi Yashav Atayv, once it goes somewhere else, that much you don't have to do Vasisi Yashav Atayv. That guy is not mukhim to do to you Vasisi Yashav Atayv.
Maybe the Vasisi Yashav Atayv is that you're not allowed, the holder, the current holder of the item, is not allowed to go...
Sell it.
Why not?
Because maybe he'll never...
No.
Vasisi Yashav Atayv means if you have it, and the guy wants to pay back, then you have to be nice and you have to allow him to do that. Once it goes to somebody else, he doesn't have to allow to do it, and it doesn't apply, obviously. Three more lines in the Gemara, because I really want to get to Amud Beis. If you're already learning the Gemara, Michael, because if you were starting learning the Gemara, so already do the next piece, I want to tie it in later on. We'll do that next week also. Shamul ali isha v'intzibah, or shamim minad isha v'intzibah. How about if the woman was the malva, or the woman was alive and she got married, and now there's somebody else in the picture, the husband is in the picture. So the halacha is, baal benichse ishtoi lekechava, le mahadav le madrinele. This is a sugi in itself. We'll do all this next week, but basically it means that if a wife gets married to a husband, then the husband is, and let's say the wife has something and she sells it to somebody else, then the husband has first dibs on it. Why? Because the husband is considered a lekeach, meaning he's like he bought it from the wife. And therefore, since he's lekeach rishon, he's always the one that's buying it first. Therefore, he can take it from anybody else. It's a separate concept. We're going to discuss next week, nichse melug, nichse term basel, exactly what this means. Very relevant, but not for tonight. One more piece of the Gemara lamed heimad beis. One last question. Agvei ihu b'chayvoy. How about not if the bezdin came and took a collateral as a payment? But rather, Menachem, you come over to me, say, where's $1,000? Say, Menachem, I don't have $1,000. But you know what? No problem. I'll give you this instead of $1,000. So I'm also giving you a collateral, right? I'm giving you a mashkin. But rather than coming to Bezin and make a whole big thing, he has no money to pay for it, here it is. I give it to you voluntarily. So pligi b'ravacha b'ravina. Chadom ahadra v'chadom alayadra. Then there's a machlekes if I can afterwards come and collect it back from you if I pay for it. Why? Mandom alayadra sova haizvina malihi. Domidaiti nafshe agve. The mandom says that in this case you cannot do it because here I really willingly gave it to you. I didn't have to voluntarily give it to you. The fact that I voluntarily gave it to you meant that I should, that I really meant to say, you know what? I'm not going to give you $1,000, I'll give you this instead. Once I say I give you this instead, it could be it's a final sale, and I can never get it back afterwards. Another man says it does return. No, it's not a regular sale. Because the reason why I did it so voluntarily is not because I wanted to really give it to you, but I was just embarrassed to go to Bezlin, and therefore, you know, rather than go and make a public thing, I figured I'll make it hush-hush, I'll give it to you quietly, but really I never meant more than it should be a temporary thing, and therefore I should be able to get it back. So that's what Machlokes is in the Gemara, Atkan the Gemara. Okay. Clearly the Gemara said the Bezlin forced him, right? Because he didn't want to go down to Bezlin. That's why he was not kind of the yukur of the kippi. Okay. Okay, so that's the... basically the Gemara. So just bear in mind the two ways of learning this concept of Shum Hadar. Now let's discuss a fascinating Shaila, which has many, many repercussions, and it's a real Lumdish Shaila. We have to really put on our thinking caps tonight, and everybody to think, we're going to think through this together, each one, every case by itself. Beautiful, Kiveiga, and a Chacham Tzvi, and it's very interesting. Look at number one there in the sheet. The following Shaila is asked. So again, clearly, if you collect this mashkin from me, right? I don't have money to pay, so you take a mashkin. So halacha is that whether it's a new mechira or it was mine all along, and I have a right. We force you to give it back to me, or I have a right to take it back by paying back the original chayiv. Whatever it is, in the meantime, it's clearly the malvus, and therefore, if the malva does something to it, the Gemara says that if he invests in it and he makes the value of this mashkin go up, so you're like a yoyreid birshus. You went and you increased the value of the karka birshus, because you had permission, and I have to pay you the shvach, I have to pay you the difference in value. That's in every case of a yoyreid birshus. If I have permission to go work on your land, and it goes up in value, you got to pay me when it goes up in value. That's a din hoitza, right? That's if it goes up in value. The two has the following question. Number 1a. Kosa Balatumus. The Balatumus had this question. Malve shesosar ubono kitzoine bekaka. You had this person who owned this mashkin, who took this mashkin, the malve, and he knocked down the field, whatever it is, he knocked down the house, ubono kitzoine bekaka. And he built up a beautiful home, he built up something else instead, not the same thing. Ulefi maris ayin loy hishbiach hakaka boise binyan. It seems that it did not really go up in value. In other words, the value of the karka is the same before all the expenses that he put into it as after. So even though he put money into it, but it didn't go up in value. And let's say the price of real estate went down, whatever it is, the final price of the karka is no different than when he took it. But the malve said, oh, I wanted to build this building. I put a lot of effort in it, put money into it. And even though the loiver, the one who's getting it back now, because he's paying it back for the same money, he wants, to him, this all looks, you know, why did you put all this money into it? It's a total waste. I don't need it. It didn't go up in value. But in other words, according to the Torah, he says that since the fellow put in money, so you want to take back the karka, you have to pay him the price of the karka that it was originally, plus the money that he put into it. Even though it didn't go up in value, but since he had permission to go build and he put money into it, you have to pay him back, because after all, you're paying back the original money for the order to get back the original karka, and whether it went up or it didn't go up in price, it's irrelevant. The bottom line is, he put money into it, you have to pay him the extra money as well. So let's say he put in $500, you gotta give back $1,000 for the karka, plus $500 of the money that he put into it. And some argue and say no. When they say, since it didn't go up, so there's a question. If he put in money into it, but it did, if he put in money and it went up in price, no problem, everybody agrees, you paid a higher price. But if you put in money and it didn't go up in price, so then machlekes. Some say you give back the original chayv and that's it. Others say, no, you got to give him whatever he put into it. Why? Because he had permission to put into it. Since he had permission to put money into it, therefore, you have to pay him the original value that he took it, and the money that he put into it, that's halacha, machlekes.
Is this upkeep or is this improvements?
Improvements. Upkeep is achil affairs, that's something else. So that's the machlekes. Okay, the exact case doesn't concern me that much. I want to know, how do we paskin? Halacha maisa, how do we paskin? Right? How do we paskin? So machlekes, how do we paskin? Avi, what do we paskin when there's a machlekes?
What do we paskin?
Yeah. What do you pass him? How much mechaver alav raya? The question is, who is the moitzi and who is the muchzik? That's what the shiur is going to be about. What is the moitzi? Who is the muchzik? Avi, you understand? What?
I can't see the other side either.
But it's a machlekes. It's irrelevant whether you see it or not. But it's a machlekes, correct? It's a machlekes whether you have to give him $1,000 or you have to give him $1,000 for the kaka plus $500 for the extra work that he put into it. Now, I don't see the tzad that you have to put it, give money for the extra work, but obviously, because he put it in shus, you might have to put it in.
The whole concept is arises out of this Sitzan Yashivat Tov.
Right.
It's not Yashivat Tov to take away this guy. He took this and he put money into it, and now you're taking it away for that original amount.
So you're saying you should put in, but he says the opposite.
I understand.
We're not arguing. Fine, wonderful. To Machlokes, I'm not going to show which one is more correct, Misvara. I want to know how we. Yes.
How do you say a motzi mechaber or alaf haraya when you have two people who are being motzi different things?
That's what we're going to discuss tonight. What is the motzi? What is the muchzik? And that's a very has. You should know this machlokes over here has many repercussions to many cases which have to do with even vasisi yashvatoif. And when you have a split muchzik, because really both people are muchzik in something else. That's a question. I'm going to see exactly how we're going to solve it together. Look what they say. So the Beis Yosef says the same thing. He brings down this machlekes. Beis Yosef paskins. Kotzav al trumus malvash asos abonik etzoynei. B'shal gimel v'gamarav magen kotzav peganisko shumash shechoyzeres. If you return back the kaka. Im shina hamalva habinyan. He added money into it. V'lo yishbiach. But it didn't go up in price. Yesh mishayim sheish lelefoya demei binyanoi. If you shekach kotzav b'shtal shumash abeznik v'ur loy lasas ketzoynei v'lizmei v'lister. It says in the original document, you can do with it whatever you want and you'll get paid back. And therefore you have to give him $1,000 plus 500. And others disagree and say, no, you don't got to pay him. Vile inyan halacha nira, kiven de sveikuhu, since it's a suffix, it's machlekes, daininon be kula le nitva. Says the Beis Yosef, how do we ask him? That whoever is the nitva, whoever you want to collect money from, there's a kula. In other words, hamotz mechaver alav raya. That is the way the Beis Yosef says. By the way, if you're not clear what that means, so the Beis Yosef in Shulchan Aruch, the same person, the Beis Yosef Kahn says, look in the second to last line in 1C, V'yemamal v'sosa rubona v'lo yishbiach hakach v'kach, einoi noitel hoitzosai. So the Mechaber clearly paskins that you, since it's a moitz mechaver alav raya, so what do we say? We say that he gets the kaka, but he doesn't have to pay the extra $500. Einoi noitel hoitzosai. You put in the extra $500 for the binyan to go up, you don't get that. You get back the kaka, but you don't get back the extra money because hamotz mechaver alav raya. Avi, you understand the way the Beis Yosef paskins? That's the way he says hamotz mechaver alav raya. Wait a second. Stop. Come. So according to the Beis Yosef, clearly, who is the muchzik in the money? The muchzik in the money is the loiver. The one, obviously, you want to collect money from me, an extra $500. You can't collect money. I'm the muchzik, and he gets the kaka also. Because he gets the kaka, he says. So obviously he's a muchzik in the kaka as well. He gets the kaka, and he doesn't have to pay the extra $500. Mati, understand? Comes along the sma. He says, wait a second. I disagree. That's Avi Svara. Look in 1D. Because of Beis Yosef, so again, he brings down the whole thing. He brings down the Beis Yosef in 1D. Because of Beis Yosef, the min ha-sofik dainin be-kula le-nitva ka-nashayner. V'kam shulchanof posa ka-machaber. The ene note lo-tzosa, mashma de svirele. Clearly, the Beis Yosef holds the haloiva shahoyo karka shaloi, because the original land belonged to the loiva all along. Uvi yode le salek la malva, he has a right to throw the malva off his land. Mikri muchzik bakaka, so he's considered the muchzik in the land. In other words, the land is really mine. You want to collect from me either 1,000 or 1,500, No, no, you can't. I'm a cooler than it, the land is mine, I get the land, and you want 1,500, I'm not giving you 1,500, I'm only giving you 1,000. V'hamalva nikra moitzi v'toveya. And therefore he says, eino noita lotzosei. Says the Sma, the last wide line, v'ayin drisha shom kesavti, the nearly ifcha. The hamalva she kibluhu b'shumas bezdin v'ichlitu loy. The malva, who right now is sitting on this piece of land, mikri muchzuk. And therefore he says, Chazal teknu shemisiga yada leiva yashav tach lachel moichem lo. In other words, there's a special halacha of asisa yashav atoif. You want to buy it back, but lachen haleiva mikri tevea umaitzi. So who's buying it back? The leiva is buying it back. V'tzorach liten lei ma'asafek ma'ashoyti bin yonay im chavitz v'kakoy. Says this ma'a, wait a second. You know who the muchzik is? The muchzik is the one who's sitting on the land. You want to take my land away from me? Pay up $1,500. Otherwise, I'm not giving you my land. So there's a clear machlekes between the Sma and between the Beis Yosef, who is the muchzik on the land. Is the original guy the muchzik on the land? Because, hey, wait a second. You got to give him back his land. Now you want money from me. I'm not giving you more than $1,000. Or no, the Sma says no. The new guy is the muchzik on the land. Why is he the muchzik on the land? Because he's sitting on the land. You want to collect my land away from me? You got to give me $1,500. And therefore he says, you do got to give him the $1,500. That's the machlokes between the Sma and the Beis Yosef. Yes.
What was the king that makes the Malva the muchzik?
He's sitting on the land, right? He took the land. Shomu lo b'karkoi. They gave him the land.
But that was only because he had a payment.
So right now he has the land. Now you want to take the land away from me? Avi, isn't that your svar?
I have a question.
Oh, before that, okay.
According to this formulation, the whole reason that he would not get paid back for this binyan that he made,
according to the Beis Yosef,
is purely an issue of that the person who wants to collect is unable to get it, is unable to collect because Amosi Mechabel of all of Araya. But theoretically, he should be entitled otherwise.
It's a suffix. Well, it's a suffix.
No,
I don't know.
It's a suffix in din. It's not a suffix in fact.
So what?
Right.
So what?
There's no suffix in the fact.
Doesn't make a difference. Whenever there's a suffix, even a suffix in din, right? So we have to know, we don't know. The machlok is a shayinim. The Baal Truma says one way, and others, chokim dava. So how do we pass an halach
l'maisa? So how much of us are going to write the wrong terminology?
Why?
I guess.
Muchzik. Don't call mitzchavarei. Wrong terminology. Okay. Muchzik. Who is the muchzik in the land? That's the question over here, right? Who is the muchzik in the land? According to Beis Yosef, the leiva is the muchzik in the land, and therefore, it's my land now. Now you want from me $1,500? I'm not giving you.
The underlying dispute, we don't know. Know
who's right? No, I'm not attempting to answer who is more right.
We're just right.
How do we pass it?
So we're going to rely on basically on just who's the muxa.
But that's like that. Most din terrorists, if you come to a dayan and you have both sides and we don't know who's saying the truth, not saying the truth, we say the muxik. So you're right. The muxik is not the right terminology. Who is the muxik on the land? And the first question you got to see is this piece of land. Who is the muxik? Who does it belong to? So the Beis Yosef says it belongs to the original guy. Because really it was his land all along. So therefore we look at the land that it belongs to the original guy. Now how much does he have to pay for the land? 1,000 or 1,500? It's a machlekes. Don't take money from him, we don't know. Keep the money by him, pay only 1,000. The second man Noma says no. Who's the muchzik? The second guy is the muchzik, the malva. He's the one who's the muchzik. Now, you want to take his land away from him? He's not relinquishing it unless you give him $1,500. You want to take the land, you got to pay $1,500. So the question is really, who's the muchzik on the land? Yes. Bepashtus. That's Bepashtus. I mean, simple, on a superficial level, what's the machlokes depend on who is the muchzik on the land, right? That's obviously the way they're paskening the machlokes. So who's the muchzik on the land? So again, it would depend on the previous machlokes from last week. If you say that it's a new sale, that means that the land belongs to the malva, lock, stock, and barrel. So he's the muchzik. You want to buy it back? You got to pay the full price. Mashenkin, if you learn that Vasisa Yashva Toib says, you have a right, no matter what, to pay back the old chayv, so the old chayv was for sure $1,000. Right now, I'm the muchzik now on the land because I have a right to pay back the old chayv and the land becomes mine. Now you want to collect me $500? There's a machlekes, don't collect it. So clearly it would depend on the same machlekes that we said last week. That's superficial, that's bepashtus. Okay. The problem with this is that there is a taz. And the taz says, skip number one, we don't need to do that. Comes along the Taz, and the Taz says, now wait a second, there's a Beferish Gemara that says, like the Sma. A Beferish Gemara that says, like the Beis Yosef. In other words, the Taz says like this, the Taz says that even if you say that it's a new sale, even if you say that, you know what, the malva is the muhsik, it belongs to him, and you want to buy it back, and if you have to pay the full amount, because he's the muhsik. Not true. He said, nah, why is not true? Because at the end of the day, Vasisa HaYoshev HaTov tells me that you have a right to buy it back. Correct? It's coming to you. That land is coming to you no matter what. Vasisa HaYoshev HaTov says, the land is coming to you no matter what. Therefore, says the Taz, if you're going to get the land no matter what, right, the land is coming to you, then that guy is not a muhsik anymore. Just because he had it originally, but the Torah forces you, Vasisa HaYoshev HaTov says, you have to give up that land, so that land is coming to you no matter what. So now if you, then makes you muhsik into the kaka, and now's the question how much you pay. 1,000 or 1,500. Pay the least amount. In other words, even if we said our svara, we said it superficially, it's a new sale. That's very good. The marvel was the muhsik, and you want to take it from him. But since Vasisi Yashvatev says you have to sell it to him, so the land is coming to me, if the land is coming to me, then it's like I'm the muhsik on the land. Now how much you pay? 1,000 or 1,500? Clearly you don't have to pay more than 1,000. Where does he get it from? From the Gemara. Look at the Gemara number 2 on the sheet. We'll see the Gemara together. You see how clear it is, and then I'll tell you what the Kivega answers. In a similar situation. So the whole question, the Mishnah number 2 in Bava Basra, which is the halacha of Hachokas Nezikin. So the Mishnah says that Machikin Esu'il Ilon Minu'il Eskim B'chamesh Amma. That if you have a tree, you can plant it within a city 25 amas, because the roots are going to destroy the homes of the city. Now, im ha'ir katma, if the city came first, then kaitzitz ve'ein anayis in damim, and you bought a piece of land, so they have a right to make you uproot your tree, and you cannot pay any money for it. You can't collect any money for it because the city came first. But v'im ilon kadam, but if the tree came first, then kaitzitz ve'anayis in damim, then you still have to cut off the tree, but you got to pay for it. Why? Because since the tree came first, you have to pay for it. So no matter what, you gotta cut off the tree. Just if the city came first, then you get paid for the tree. Then you don't get paid for the tree. If the tree came first, then you get paid for the tree. Right? That's halacha. Sofek zeh kodam. V'sofek zeh kodam. If we're not sure which one came first, so cut it. Number one, you cut it off, no matter what. Why do you cut it off? Because either way, you gotta cut off the tree. Either way, the tree's gotta be cut off. But, ain't no nice and dumb. You don't gotta pay. Why don't you pay? Because it's a suffix. It's a suffix whether you pay or not. So you don't pay. Cutting off the tree, you do no matter what. So the Gemara says, Maishnami boy, the Amud la Yikoit, why a different than a well, that we say not like that? So the Gemara says, Hotram the Vadei lav le make it koi, Sveikin Amud amrin le koi. Hocha, over here. The Vadei le make it koi. Over here, for sure, it's gonna, trees for sure gonna cut off. Get cut off. Says fakenam yamrin lekait, and therefore we say it's a suffix. It doesn't make a difference whether this comes first or that comes first. No matter what, the tree has to be cut off. Therefore, you uproot the tree. Beimishum dami. I, how about the paying it? It's a suffix. Amrin le I see raivishko. We tell him, okay, you prove to us. 1 second, you prove to us that you were first. Then you get the money. Until you can prove to us, we're not going to give you the money. Ask the Taz and says, wait a second. Over there we see svara. If something is for sure going to happen, you first do the action. And then on the money, if you have to bring a raya, says the Taz, in our case, it should be the same thing. Why? Because no matter what, you have a right to get back that piece of land, you have a right to get back your kaka, right? Forget about the price. But the land is coming back to you no matter what, even if it's a new sale, even if it's a mechira chadasha, you have a right to get back your piece of land. So give back the piece of land. Now there's a new question. How much do you pay? 1,000 or 1,500? Alright, bring a raya that this place is right, and you'll get 1,500. So you can bring a raya, you cannot get more than 1,000. Therefore, what is pshat in the sma? The sma says that you gotta give him the full price. It's not true. No matter what, you're gonna get back the land. Give him back the land, and now don't pay more than $1,000. That's his kasha from the Gemara Bava Basra. You understand the question? Yeah. You understand the question?
I understand the question. I just don't understand why it's not necessary that he'll get it back. Because he may not pay for it either.
So what? Why is it apples and oranges? That's
apples
a one note.
Because here there's a suffix in what happened to the city, and us there's a suffix in the din.
What's the difference?
There's a suffix in the din, there's no way you can bring a riot. There's no riot in the
book. So how much can I have a riot?
There's no riot in the
book. So that's why you don't pay more than 1,000. So you don't pay more than 1,000.
What?
So you don't pay more than 1,000, because we don't know how to pass him. Very good.
But that's not a problem in the facts.
So what?
It's a problem in the case.
I know, but we're talking about muhzik first.
Muhzik.
Who is a muhzik? Clearly we see that the original guy is a muhzik, because if it's going to happen, then you do that action first. What?
He's going to get it back regardless.
You're going to get it regardless. Now, that's a separate question. You don't like the fact that if you're a muhzik, you don't got to pay. But that's halach anyway, right?
Well,
by the tree?
Yeah.
There's no muhzik by a tree. But
so then why is the case
because we know that something's going to happen, so you do that thing first.
You're looking at the end result and putting it first. The end result, he gets it back only if he pays the money.
Oh.
We have to determine how much money is the right amount of money to pay.
Oh.
If he's paying now, he gets it back automatically. If the right amount of money is $1,500, he can't get it back.
You hear what he's saying? He's saying a very good svara. We're going to get to that. If Kivega says a svara, you got it very well. In other words, the svara, what you're saying, is that you're right. The big difference between the tree and the case over here. The tree, so the money has nothing to do with the tree itself. The money's not a payment. Yeah, you have to pay the guy because he took away his tree. But it's not that you don't have to cut up the tree until he gives you the money. Cut up the tree, that's going to happen no matter what. Now there's a question, if you pay money, don't pay money. It's a suffix, don't pay the money. Here, the guy can say that you want to buy back my chayfiz, you want to buy back my kaka. I'm not buying back the kaka until I give you the money. The money is intertwined with the kaka. In other words, yeah, I'm going to give you back the kaka until you give me the money. I'm not giving you back the kaka. Therefore, lekorav zelzeh. Now, the Taz says this as a raya, and based on that, he argues on the sma. The Chacham Tzvi says, no, wait a second. Not true. That's the difference between the two. Rabbi Akiva Eiger really said it already. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is after the Chacham Tzvi. He says it regarding a similar type, an old different case, but a similar type of svara like this. Look at this next question, which the Maritz entertains, number 2b. Look in the Maritz. Question happened in the time of the Maritz. She'elo, ilamdeinu rabbeinu. Our master teach us. A maestro shahoyo. She'ktsas Yehudim socharim. We'll read the story together. You had some Jewish socharim, Jewish merchants. Shochu lichos gimol amilutus levenitia. They sent some lichos gimol amilutus, whatever that is, some type of schoire they sent to Venice. Aladei tugar echot. There was a middleman, a broker. You know, a salesman, he went with all these Jewish things with their names in it. And on closer to the city, Nera Katugel, Haniska. So this salesman got killed. Uvo ha-tipitado, ha-tiftidado, whatever that is. That is the local the governor, I guess, Shalo Irahi. V'lokach l'machus kolonach rachim, sh'olach imo yatoge. So the guy was killed, so it belongs to me. So he took all this schayre that this guy was carrying for all the Jews. It must have been expensive. Now, v'nichse ha-yehudim ha-yu nikorim v'noidim. Everybody knew this was a Jewish tablet. Why? Ki ha-yu chorus al-aluchos sh'moiseyem v'simoneyem k'minikasoichim. It must have been, maybe it was plates for printing. Whatever it was expensive something. And they had their names on it. Now, v'akol ha-shebo'irahi, in that city where this person was killed, gozru b'koyach haskoma, the Jewish people that in that town, you made a gzera, sheshum yehudi layikne ma'ascheir sehem, kivin sheinikorim, shem Yisrael. In other words, no Jew is allowed to buy this from this titipado, from this governor, because it's stolen stuff. You have the guy's name in it, everybody knows the story. Gzera, nobody is allowed to buy it. Adashiva ba'aleim, lachka aleim. I'm told the owners come, and they retrieve their things, nobody's allowed to buy it. Well, what happened? Tzasa nashim, mechashu laskama. Some Jews, thinking, what do you mean? I didn't hear anything. They see over here, a guy selling it. Wonderful, they went and bought it. V'avru, what? Nothing changed in 500 years. V'avru, tayram, v'chalfu, choyk. And they went against the law, and against everything. V'konu mascheres heim. V'gam ha-tipitadot, l'choshe l'hamten shevoi balen. U'mochom tekem b'zor habe. He got a great deal, sold it very, very cheap. Right? It was stolen good, it was hot stuff. He had to get rid of it right away. Don't do it. Question was, what's the question? Now that they bought it, what's the question? There's a halacha that when you buy something, so really you buy something from a ganav, the halacha is you have to return it, right? If you buy something and it's very cheap, you need a hubcap. So you go to the store, they sell hubcaps for $10. So I buy a hubcap, why not? It's cheap. I probably made him, got him on mass, got him from the junkyard. I have to know that stolen hubcap, I don't have to know anything. So halacha is that if at the end the guy comes back, the gunner was stolen from, the nigga comes back and says, hey, these are my hubcaps. So halacha is takonas hashuk. What's takanas hashuk? Takanas hashuk is you bought it fair and square. Therefore, you have to give it back to the person, but he has to pay you. In other words, the original owner has to pay you what you bought. You don't get to keep it. You have to give it back to the person, but he has to pay you. What?
The
lower amount that you paid for it, he has to pay you. And then he has to get the money from the ganav. But the owner, in other words, has to pay, take it back, but he has to pay for it. That's takanas hashuk. Now the question is, do we say takanas hashuk by every case, or by a ganav mefulsim? Somebody's known ganav, then we don't say takanas hashuk. In other words, if you buy something from a known robber, or you go to Hubcaps, I don't want to say where, because I'm on tape, but you go somewhere to get your Hubcaps, right? That's there, we don't say takanas hashuk. Why? Because there you should have known. It's stolen goods. It's Gemara says, by the way, number 3 on the sheet. What? Wherever you want to insert where that is. So the Gemara says, number 3. Amar Rav, im ganav mefursimu, v'yosu boi takanas hashuk. Right? If it's a ganav mefursim, there's no takanas hashuk. And that's what Gemara says. V'yuchse b'kul osu boi takanas hashuk, v'va meganav v'par b'choyve, v'ganav v'par b'hekefoy. Everywhere, takanas hashuk, unless the ganav uses to pay his loan, or he uses it for his own thing, then obviously you can take it back, because he didn't buy it from them. He just used it to pay off his loan, that's not considered a sale. But basically, there's always takanas hashuk. Now the question is, even though the Gemara says, Rava says, ganav mefursim lo yosu takanas hashuk, it's a machlokes, halacha lemaisa, it's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. Look at number 3a. Hagoynev u'mocha, v'lo nisar shobaylim. If you steal something and you sell it, and the owner was not miyayish, v'achka chuka ganav, and the ganav was found, u'bo edim shezeh achebe shemocha ploini, hu gonvoy b'funeinu, and the edim come and say, that this is the stuff that you bought, this is stolen stuff, choyzer achepetz lebaylim, then the original item goes back to the owner, v'habaylim noish m'kev, don't mention those ganav. Then they have to pay though, the owner has to pay, takonis, b'bnei takonis ashuk. You gotta pay the price that they paid for it. V'habaylim choyzer voysim din im aganav. No, then the Bailim go back to the Ganav and they take back the money. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Vim Ganav mefulsimu, loy osu boi takonas hashuk. Ve'ein ha-baal nosim lekech lum, el achoz lekech voizim dim ha-ganav, voizim men ha-domish nosu loy. Ganav mefulsim, you don't gotta pay for it. Says the Ramo, ha-go, v'yesh oimrim, da'af b'ganav mefulsim, osu takonas hashuk, v'tzoch lach se lekech lemoisof. And even by ganav mefulsim, there is takonas hashuk, and you gotta pay back the money. Elam ken yelakech shezeh dover shekron ha-ganav, shozoch lachet b'domim. It depends. If you didn't know, you knew the guy is a known ganav, but you didn't know this item was stolen, then there is takonas hashuk. Then you gotta pay for it if you wanna get it back. But if you knew that this was a stolen item, then everybody agrees there's no takonas hashuk. So the marit says, the what?
Technically you get nothing back.
Right. Then you have to go back to the ganav. You have to go back to the ganav, obviously.
So who is takanas hashuk meant to benefit?
For the people buying it. Otherwise, anytime you can't buy anything, because maybe it was in stolen goods. How am I supposed to know? So if it's a ganav mefursim, it's a machlokes. Unless you knew. So the marit says, our case, by the way, he paskins. It's anyway, he says.
He says
they probably knew.
It has to happen. You have to give it back.
Oh, says the marit. But what do I do? Halach lemaisa, what do I do? Right? Ganav mefursim. Do you give back money or not? Takanas hashuk, do you give back money or not? Right? It's machlokes. The Mechaber says that you don't give back money, and the Ramos says you do give back money. Says the Marit, how am I going to pass you? What am I going to do? Says the Marit, wait a second, I'll tell you what. Marit says, no matter what, you have to give it back. Right? You got to give it back no matter what. Because either way, you got to give it back. Now the question, if you pay money or not, he's not a muhzik. You don't pay money, because you got to give back no matter what, and you don't pay money. Marit uses the same svara that we have, that the muhzik, in other words, you're definitely not on the stuff that you bought, you're not a muhzik. You got to give it back no matter what. Now there's a question, do you pay money, do you not pay money? Says Marit, you don't pay money. And that's why he paskins, halacha l'maaseh. 1 second, let me see what he says.
Whether or not you pay the extra money, there's no svara that's going to change that one way or the other.
Right, in other words, and therefore, he says, the item, you got to give back no matter what. Now, whether you pay money, you don't pay money, that's a machlokes of Mishnayim. Therefore, you don't pay money.
So he's arguing the whole issue of takanas hashuk?
No, he says there's a machlokes, whether it's takanas hashuk over here.
On the
ganav mefursim. This is ganav mefursim, machlokes takanas hashuk. She said, what do we do? How do I paskin? I'll tell you how I paskin. He says, you gotta give back the chayfet no matter what. And now there's a new question. Do you give back money? Do you don't give back money? That's a machlokes. Therefore, don't give back money. That's where the marit says. Look at number 3b. Vikil meva, by number 3b. Kiven the safe. Hanach metalteli lemahade kaimi, these luchos that were stolen. No matter what, I have to give him back. Havalei becheskes baleim. Then it belongs to the owner. V'imishum domish and asan. I see raide hilchzachi. Das is the kind of shuk. But told domye. In other words, what do you want to say? Give me money. Tzemach lekes. Prove to me that the halacha is like is like the machaber, like your Ramah, and get your money. Until you can prove to me that Allah is like Ramah, you can't get any money. And therefore he says that, and he brings it right again from the case of from the Yachbo by the tree, Gabi Ilon Asamuch Le'il, another the same svar. No matter what, you gotta give back the chayfetz. Question, if you give money or not, that's a separate child, and therefore, don't give money. That's the way the Marit Paskins.
Here's the argument, this argument is about svar, the other argument is about the fat.
Why is this svar more, this is also machlek is a poskim.
And
the other one is also machlek is a
poskim. They're arguing over something that either happened or didn't happen, they're arguing over the svar.
So therefore, why is that, I hear your difference. We're going to see, the Ksais is going to say such svar, but why, that doesn't help in this case though.
In this case, it's not.
I'm saying it's a different case.
So therefore what? So it's a different case.
Well, how can you bring it?
Why is that a reason that it's over here, Machlokes Rishonim? Why if it's a Machlokes... One second. The case over here is a Machlokes Rishonim by Tekonis Hashuk? Machlokes Rishonim.
It's Machlokes Rishonim over what?
Whether you give money or not?
Right.
Right.
The other Machlokes is about, with the tree, is about...
Forget about the tree.
It's a something.
Fine.
It's something in the Tzias, whether it was that or it wasn't that.
So therefore...
How can you compare the two?
It's a difference. I didn't tell them to tell me a difference. Yes.
I mean, I guess it just depends where you're standing. The difference is if you're the Mechaber, you know, you issued a psak. If I'm a Talmud of the Mechaber,
Kimli. Kimli, we're going
to
get to that.
I don't have to get into this.
Kimli, okay, fine. We can use that Svara, not between here and here, between this and something else.
In addition, this is a question.
But before I get there, I first want to go show you the Mekiv Eger, which Elliot mentioned. The Mekiv Eger, the Aleph Beis over here, comes over the Mekiv Eger, says that the Svar doesn't apply over here. Look at the Mekiv Eger, number 3C. V'nirah nifiyus da'ati b'lavochi yesh l'chalik. A very simple difference between the tree and this case. Why? Look, read it together. The b'safik ilam koidem m'chuyev akoponim liktsois mikoidem nisines adomim. V'achkach ha'safik m'chuyev l'sham adomim. Over there, by the case of the tree, you gotta cut off the tree no matter what. Then there's a question, do you give money, don't give back money? There you can say a svara, okay, cut off the tree, that's gotta be done. Now there's a question, do you pay money, do you not pay money? It's a suffix, we don't know, don't pay money. Correct? Aval ha'ocha, by the tekonis ha'shuk, after ha'chefet tzorach la'achzeh, even though you have to return the chefet, mikol mekoyim, im magia le'domim, ein tzorach la'achzeh le'chefet, you shouldn't le'domim. You right have to give back the chayfetz no matter what, but only if you pay me money. If we hold there is takonas hashuk, I don't got to give back the chayfetz until you pay me money. Im kei misafik, ein ma'asub le'domim. So therefore, I'm the muchzik. You want to say I'm not a muchzik because no matter what I got to give back the chayfetz, I only got to give back the chayfetz if you pay me money. And therefore, says the Kivega, you can't compare the two cases. By the tree, that's a svar, that's your svar, your beautiful svar. Rav Kivega also says already by the case of Tekonis Hashuk, you're right, you gotta give back the chayfetz, but only if you give me money. Until you give me money, I'm not giving back the chayfetz, and therefore it says, Halacha L'maaseh, he argues on the Marit, and he says he agrees with the Marit, but he says you don't have to come onto that svara. The nafkamina would be that you can hold like the sma as well. Since in our case, right, the case of the Marit doesn't make a difference, because either way, you say you don't have to pay the money. Either you don't pay money because you're not a muhzik, or you don't pay the money because no matter what, you got to give back the chayfetz. But the nafkamina would be in our case, with the kaka, so there we say the sma says that you have to pay the higher money. So we say, what do you mean? It comes along. The taza says, what do you mean? The gemara says, no matter what, you got to give back the tree, you got to cut off the tree. And then there's a question on the money. So we here say the same thing. No matter what, you got to give back the kaka. Then there's a question. Give you 1,000 or 1,500. Says the b'kivega, no, according to the chacham tree and the b'kivega, not true, because over here you don't have to give back the kaka until you give me the money. It's all part of the same thing. I'm paying you for the kaka, and therefore, since I'm a written ally, the malva is the muchzik, I don't gotta give you money, I don't give you be getting back the kaka until you give me the money, and therefore Kivega says, or according to Kivega, you would be able to argue with the Beis Yosef, you can hold like the Sma, and there's no problem. So and what do we have at the end? We have a machlokes, the Beis Yosef, and the Sma. Have you understand the Svar? Very clear Svar, makes a lot of sense. Now we'll get to the last part, which you all said, and he said, the Pshatak and the Svar, we're gonna get to that, and I'll tell you what I need it for. So Allah Lamai said is a machlokes. Machlokes is Beis Yosef, and the Sma, how do we hold? Okay. The problem is, how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? The Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Beis Yosef, of course, which means that you get back the karka, the loiv is considered the muchzik in the karka, right? The loiv is considered the muchzik in the karka, and the and therefore he gets back the karka, and now, because it's his karka all along, he has a right to get it back. Now the question is, does he give 1,000 or 1,500? The halach is, you only got to give 1,000, because you don't got to give more than that. That's the way the Bishayis are paskins. The problem is, there's another case of Sisa HaYashav HaToiv, and there we say that you got to pay the full amount. What's the other case of Sisa HaYashav HaToiv? The case of Bar Metzra. What's the case of Bar Metzra? The halach is that if I own, let's say, a house, and then you have the house next door, and you go and you sell the house next door to somebody else, so I am a Bar Metzra. I have a right to say, oh, you can't sell to somebody else. I'm the next door neighbor. I want to maybe extend my house. I have a right. Right of, what's it called?
Right of first refusal.
Oh, that's Beryl Daskal's right. He's a lawyer. You're also a lawyer, right? Okay. What was that? Okay. Michael is a lawyer. Nachum is a lawyer. Everybody's lawyers. Okay. He always comes to the lawyer. What was that? You're a non-practicing lawyer. You may be the best off. Okay, so... So the right of first refusal, but I know in America, I know American law the way it works. The right of first refusal, but here it means that even if the guy went and sold it to somebody else, Bar Metzra says that Vasisa HaYashav HaToiv says you have a right to buy it back from the guy who sold it to for the same price that he paid for it. That's halacha. By didn't buy Metzra, I don't know.
Meaning if somebody buys and they have no idea.
Okay, but in this case, you didn't know either. Oh, in this case, you did know.
Well,
you did know. Because you would have... But the Gemara...
I know, but
whatever case by Metzra works because of Vasisa HaYashav HaToiv, these are the two cases we're comparing. Right? If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Maybe there's no Vasisa HaYashav HaToiv. But in a case where it worked because of Vasisa HaYashav HaToiv, Vasisa HaYashav HaToiv says that you have a right that even if they sold it to somebody else, you have a right to buy it back. Now, what's the question? Question is, there's a question on the price. Now, you don't have to pay more than that guy paid for it, correct? You don't have to pay more than that guy paid for it. So now the question arises, the Rosh says, I see it's late already, so I can't go through the whole thing inside, which is a shame, but the Rosh says, how about if the question is, if I didn't put money into it, the guy who bought it, right, the next guy who bought it, he got it for $100,000. He got it for a cheap price, $100,000. So I say, okay, you got it for $100,000, I'm paying you $100,000. So the guy who bought it says, no, he gave it to me for $100,000 because I was his friend. Really, it's worth $200,000. You got to pay me the price of the karka, $200,000. I'm not trying to make money, I'm not trying to flip it, but the value of the karka is $200,000. Even when I bought it, the value of the karka. Now afterwards, what it was worth came up in value. No, that not. Clearly, if a CCSR type says it goes back to the original price. But he says, the reason why I paid $100,000, because that's he gave me a cheap price. Really, at that time, it was worth $200,000. So there's a question. Was it worth like that? Was it not worth like that? What's halacha? So the halacha is, says the Rosh, that you get back the karka no matter what. But since is a question if you have to pay $100,000 or $200,000, you have to prove that he gave it to him cheap for $100,000. Since at the price, at that time, the price was $200,000, so you can't say, oh no, it's only, you put, I am the metzron, I'm the one who wants to buy back. So since we know at the time when he sold it, it was worth $200,000, the value was worth $200,000, so this guy claims, I got it cheaper for $100,000. I say, no, you didn't get it cheaper. That was the price which they made at that time. You know, maybe it's not clear how much it's worth, but there's a suffix. Look in the Rush number 4. I know exactly the Messiah. Look inside. Kadzovin b'meya. He bought it for 100. Vishavi musin. It was worth 200,000. Chazinon. We look. In other words, he was looking to sell it cheap, and therefore he would have sold it to everybody for $100,000, and therefore you have to pay not more than $100,000. In other words, the question is, if he made it cheaper for everybody, because he was in a hurry to sell, the price was $200,000, but he only sold it for $100,000. We know that. The question is, he made it cheaper for everybody, and therefore, I am also part of everybody, and I can only pay $100,000, or no, just to his friend he gave him $400,000, everybody else he would have sold it for $200,000, and therefore, you got to pay him $200,000. That's a machlekes, that's a suffix. Now I've got the case straight. In other words, he definitely sold it for $100,000, and it was definitely worth $200,000. The question is, would he have sold it for anybody for $100,000, because he was in a rush to sell, or only to this guy, and therefore, you have to pay $200,000. What's the halacha, says the rush? Halacha l'maisi says that Look in the Rosh by the number four. Ella. Shetakonas chachomim him mishum ha-yoshev ha-toiv. Vatakon eina elekesh and ischazik bo kvar alokeach u bo leshusoiv. Umisfeikol em afkinu minei. In other words, even though there's halacha of osisa yoshev ha-toiv, you got to sell it to him, but it doesn't mean that you have a right to say it's mine automatically. No. You got to, it's yours, but only if you pay whatever it is. And since it's a suffix 100 or 200, you cannot get it until you pay the 200. You understand? So here we say clearly in Shulchan Aruch Paskins number 4a, if he bought it for 100,000 and it was worth 200,000, if he would have sold to everybody because he was in a rush to sell, he wanted to give 100. Then you got him 200. He says he would have given to everybody else for 100, for 200, and the Metzlin says, the other guy says, no, he would have given to everybody, it's a suffix, ala Metzlin the Havi Raya. That means you have a right to buy it, but you gotta pay 200. So they ask a stira. Here the Mechaber says, in the clearly, that if you have a suffix, even though you're for sure going to get it because of Asisa Yashav HaTayv, you got to pay the higher price because even though it's a suffix, but you want it, you got to pay for it. And in the case of Shuma Hadar, where you want to buy back the land and you have a right to buy back the land and you can get back the land, there's a question whether you pay 1,000 or 1,500. There you say you got to pay only 1,000. What's the difference?
Because
here you can say you're a Svara of Kimli and whatever. Here the Svara comes in. Before it didn't come in, here it comes in. What's your terrors?
No, I was just going to say very simple, because here everyone knows that it's worth $200,000. There, we're not sure. In other words, how much it went up. In other words, by the case of Shuma Hadar, in other words, we don't know. In other words,
we don't know what we're passing like.
No. We also don't know.
I'll say tomorrow.
But whereas here.
What's the difference between the cases? You're not telling me.
One second. In this case over here, we know for a fact that it's worth $200,000. Correct.
Now it's worth $200,000.
Now it's worth $200,000. Nobody argues on that.
Right.
Okay. But by the case.
No, even at time of sale, it was worth $200,000. Question: if you gave it cheaper to only him or to everybody?
Right. But whereas by the other case, we don't know that it's definitely worth more money.
Once it's definitely not worth more money, but correct. You put in, it's a machlekes if you got to pay the full amount,
but
or not.
But here it's a yidduah, that it's worth more money.
So therefore what?
So therefore, because we know that it's worth more money, that's why you have to pay more money.
So you're saying a different
svar. We don't know.
You're saying a different svar. The Nesiva says your svar. The Nesiva says your svar, meaning that of course, since it's a new sale, so at the end of the day, in the case of the 1,000 to 1,500, it's a suffix. You get a right to the 1,500, do you get a right for the extra 500? Or you don't have a right to the extra 500? We don't know. So it's a suffix. No matter what, the karka belongs to me, so therefore, I don't got to give the extra 500. Mashenkin over here, since right now he says it's worth 200, so you are a muchzik in 200. So going with the Chacham Tzvi and the B'kiv Eges Svara, meaning you don't have to release it, you're right, you have to give it to me, but you don't have to release it until I pay you the price. Not just that you want for it, but that you are muhtikam. Right now it's worth 200. So even though at that time maybe it would have been cheaper, but right now it's worth 200. So right now you're muhtik at 200. You don't got to release it till that. That's one smart he gives. That's the Nesiva's teretz. The other teretz he gives is Avi's teretz. The Avi's teretz, like, there's a big difference between the 1,000 and the 1,500 and the case of the 200,000 and 100,000. Why? He says the 1,000 and 1,500 is a suffix, a suffix, who do we paskin like, right? It's a suffix, not what really happened. It's a suffix who we paskin like. Whether you have to pay the 1,500 or you got to pay the 1,000, correct? Right? Wait 1 second. It's a suffix who we paskin like. So therefore you can say, listen, I no matter what, get the karka. The mechaber says, you only got to give 1,000. I paskin like the mechaber. Finish. Don't bother me. I hold like the mechaber. Kimli like the mechaber. You can't take more than 1,000 from me. Mashenkin, in the other case, where it's not a suffix who we paskin like, but rather it's a suffix b'metzias, right? To suffix b'metzias, how much it was worth at that time, correct? How much you would have sold it to him at that time? How much you sold it at that time? So he says, what's the difference? He's a muchzik, I guess. Ula yesh lechalek ben sveket de gufa ma'ase bikel meme. Oh, so then they say, since it's a concept of asisa yashav ha'toiv, so asisa yashav ha'toiv means you gotta give it whatever in order to make him happy. In other words, you gotta do the full amount. Since he's holding on to it, in other words,
the Yashuv and Tov is directed to the neighbor who should have gotten it to begin with. That's the Yashuv, is that I should not be selling my property to this.
No, that's not true. Not true. That's true. No, but the Yashuv and Tov means that the guy who bought it has to be a Yashuv and Tov and sell it back to me. Yes, Yashuv and Tov, yes.
So who's the
Yashuv and Tov, yes.
So if that's the case, then who's the Mosok?
Even if I'm the muhsin.
The neighbor's the muhsin now.
Which neighbor?
He's got to come back to him.
Yeah, in both cases, the neighbor is a muhsik.
Okay.
In this case, also the neighbor is a muhsik. But v'sis yashavat.
That I shouldn't sell.
That's one thing. No. The halacha, that's din of amesa. But the halacha of v'sis yashavat, the Gemara says, is that even if it gets sold further, you got to give it back to me. That's v'sis yashavat. There's two v'sis yashavat. One, you cannot sell to anybody. You got to give it to me first. Right of first refusal. It's all part of it.
But we talked before Yashua told me the other case was the direct parties who dealt with each
other. Over here also.
I want this. Now, this third party never dealt with my neighbor. Over here.
So, Vasisi Yashua Toiv means. Same halacha. Vasisi Yashua Toiv means. Vasisi Yashua Toiv means that you have to give it back to the guy who's in right next door to it.
Why else?
Because you don't buy a house. Why else do you have to give back? On the contrary. Elliot, no. Because in the case of Shuma, if you sell it to somebody else, the other guy doesn't get to give back to you. But here you do have to. Why? Because this Yisrael goes to everybody. On everybody. On everybody. The Gemara says, this Yisrael Toiv and that also. The Gemara says it. Loi my ain kind of Yashua Toiv. Here. Avi, what's the svar? You understand the svar? You said the svar.
I understand what I said. I'm not sure where we are right now with it.
How are we tying it in? All right. We'll leave it for another time.
I don't understand how we apply anything today to a situation where the suffix is a machlokes between two poskim and we could toss him like one.
Why not?
I don't understand how that works at all.
Why don't you close the thing and we'll discuss it? Why not?
If I'm a muhsik, yes,
right? Yeah. Now there's a question. Okay, come to me. Do I pay you or not? Machlokes poskim. I don't get to pay you.
So I, so I,